Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Turn with me, if you would, Daniel chapter number 9. Daniel chapter number 9. Hey, Tom. Good to have Tom with us this morning. Last Sunday, I began our introduction on the Antichrist, and I want to kind of backtrack a little bit and do a review. Number one, there are people watching today. We were not live streaming last week, and I was told this week that they were trying to watch Sunday school, and they missed it, and they really wanted to hear what was said about the Antichrist. And Laura's here. Laura missed it last week, and she came to be here in person. That way she, Laura lives on the other side of, she lives in Kathleen. So if you think you drive far, she lives out there in North Lake and Kathleen. Anyway, so for the sake of those who weren't here last week and they couldn't get it live streamed, just want to quickly do a review of what we looked at last week. I won't go into great detail because I want to continue with our study on the Antichrist. But we find in Daniel chapter number 9, verses number 24 and 25, we read these words. Daniel 9, 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Before we go any farther, I didn't mention this last week. Who is thy people? Israel. All right. Where is the holy city? Jerusalem. So you have to remember this, that the purpose of the tribulation period, which the Antichrist will be the main figure that we'll talk about today, the purpose of the tribulation is to prepare Israel for the coming kingdom. Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. When you pray in this manner, like this prayer. We call it the model prayer. We're not to pray this prayer, we're to pray like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus taught his disciples, you pray for that coming kingdom. Well, it ain't. He has some visitors here. My English is terrible. It ain't. It's not here yet. Okay, that kingdom's not here yet, but it will come after the tribulation period when Jesus sets up that kingdom. But we see here that 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, the Jewish people, upon thy holy city. Now, here's the reason. There's 6 reasons for the tribulation period. Okay, this ain't lesson on the tribulation period, but here's the reasons. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for the iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision of prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. In other words, it's talking about the tribulation. It's talking about the most holy. It's talking about the millennium. Okay, so you get a whole picture there what's going on. Now, verse number 25. Know, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandments to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again, and the walls even in troublous time. Now, verse number 26. And 62 weeks, and after these shall the Messiah be cut off, and that happened at Calvary, but not for himself, and the people of the prince shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary. The people of the prince is the Antichrist. And the end shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war, desolations they're determined. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That's the 7-year period. And in the midst of the week, in the middle of the tribulation period, 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of the abominations, he, the Antichrist, shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So we have here in Daniel chapter 9 an introduction, so to speak, of the Antichrist. And I mentioned that there's various names and titles that are known in scriptures as the Antichrist. In Daniel chapter 7, verse number 8, and I told y'all I would write this out for y'all because you can't read my chicken scratch. Now, I promise. I'll try my best next Sunday to have this legible, readable, probably do it on a computer, let my wife, because I can't do a computer. But anyway, let her print this up for you, or Casey. Anyway, Daniel 7:8, the Antichrist is known as the little horn. Daniel 11:36, he's known as the willful king. Zechariah 11:17, he's identified as the idol shepherd. Don't try to write these down. I'll have these to you next week. I'll try. Ezekiel 21, verse number 25, he is known as that profane, wicked prince. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, he's known as the man of sin and the son of perdition. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, he is known or identified as the wicked one. Revelation 11:7, he's identified as the beast. I mentioned this last week, that he's found, he's identified 36 times in the book of the Revelation as the beast. 36 times it mentions the Antichrist as the beast in the book of Revelation. And in 1 John chapter number 2, verses number 18 and verse number 22, and in 1 John 4:3, he's known as the Antichrist. So only three verses is actually names him as the Antichrist. But that's the name in which we go by, identifies him at. But I just want to let you know that he is known by many, many names in Scripture, and there's more than that. That's just to give you an idea. Now, last week, we gave you some of the characteristics of the Antichrist. They're given in Scripture. I mentioned last week, now I'll slow down. I do not know who the Antichrist is. People over the centuries have tried to identify him. They've named him. And they did it by name that we read in the book of Revelation that the name of his number is 666. So they did all kinds of crazy calculations. In other words, Adolf Hitler, they said, was the Antichrist. Nero was the Antichrist. Obama was the Antichrist. And now recently they're saying President Trump is the Antichrist. Okay? Of course, none of that's true. We're going to look at some things about the Antichrist. I don't know who it is, but I'll make this statement. Somebody, again, it reflected upon them last week what I just said. If we believe that Jesus Christ could come today, how many of y'all believe he could come today? Amen. Raise your hand. How many don't believe you cannot come today? Don't raise your hand. I believe the Lord can come today. Amen. At any moment. And if Jesus could come today, and I believe he could, that means the Antichrist is alive here on this earth somewhere. Are you following? In other words, if Jesus was to come for us, it would, in a short time later, the Antichrist will make himself known. So just a thought, if we believe that Jesus Christ could come today, then that means the Antichrist is somewhere lurking about. By the way, he does not know he's the Antichrist. I'll get to that when we get a little bit farther. He doesn't know he's the Antichrist really until the middle of the tribulation. He's just some kind of politician who's really getting power and all. And then when Satan's cast out of heaven, he comes and, well, we'll get into that in a minute. But I believe he's alive and well today. I would not even try to identify him. But there are some characteristics of the Antichrist. There's six of them I mentioned last week. And for those who missed it, quickly, we'll go over. He will be an intellectual genius. An intellectual genius. In other words, he's very high. He will be highly intelligent. And I mentioned last week, that means he cannot come from Polk County. Here's what Daniel 8:23 says about him. Okay? And in the latter times of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to full, and a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. This understanding of dark sentences, he's highly intellectual, okay? He's nobody's dumb.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.